family practice docs, you know, people who take care of a little bit of everything. We're kind of a dying breed.
Really? Why is that?
Absolutely. There's probably a number of issues, but, you know, we're on call all the time. We're kind of on the lower end of the pay scale when it comes to physicians. Mm. The scope of knowledge is really, really broad. What I'm seeing is lots of people want to specialize, and you kind of have to know a little bit of
about everything.
Yeah, you kind of have to be a Jill of all trades. And so well, I'm not seeing a lot of young people who want to come into family practice. Marcus Welby is no longer with us.
So therefore, it's tougher when you're looking for a primary care physician. It's harder to find.
It is harder to find. And that's been part of the dialogue that's been going on, is that, you know, there just are not a lot of family practice physicians in the pipeline, even to come into the pipeline.
Well, in terms of trying to choose a primary care physician, mm-hmm. family practice, internist,
yes.
OBGYN,
yes.
pediatrician,
exactly.
Who needs what?
Well, children, obviously.
Pediatrician.
So usually until about 16 or 17, some of them will see, pediatricians will see young people as until they're 21. But most people have transitioned from the pediatrician, you know, from birth to teenage mm-hmm. years. So they've transitioned out. Women can use their gynecologist as their primary care physician to take care of all of their health care needs. A lot of the gynecologists that are in my area that I send my patients to don't really like to take care of all of those colds and sore throats mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And so they prefer that you have a family practice doctor or internist as well.
In addition.
So it kind of depends on your doctor and, you know, whether they still deliver babies, you know, that kind of thing. Family practice docs, I say we see H2 to Jesus. We kind of see, you know, you don't get too old for us. Many family practice docs even see newborns.
So once you've decided which category, then how do you go about selecting a doctor?
I think that a reference from family or friends is always a great place to start, regardless of what you're looking for. Every major hospital, you can call their main number or whatever, and they can give you a list of primary care physicians in your area. And then finally, your insurance company is also a very good source for primary care physicians in your area.
If you want to research mm-hmm. said physicians?
You can Google. There are lots of websites and lots of sites who have gradings, so to speak, for physicians, where people who are patients mm-hmm. will go in and tell you what their experience was like. And so it's not that hard to find out whether you're the person that you're looking at is somebody you might want to see.
So when you choose someone to go and see, what kind of questions should you ask?
I think a good place to start is just asking them, what kind of things do I need to do at my age to stay healthy? You know, what screenings do I need to do? Are there immunizations that I need to have? And I also think it's important that you know your own family history. So, for instance, if someone in your family had, say, colon cancer, and they unfortunately were diagnosed in their 40s. Well, the normal or the recommended screening for colon cancer doesn't start until 50. If you had a relative who was diagnosed in their 40s with colon cancer, mm-hmm. you want to talk to your physician about that, because you actually need to be screened a decade before they were diagnosed. So while most people would need to be screened in their 50s, if people in your family have colon cancer at 40, mm-hmm. you need to be screened in your 30s. So those are the kinds of things that you want to talk to your doc about. It should be part of your history. We generally ask about personal health history, and we ask about family health so that we also can kind of help the patient in terms of what things they need to do to stay healthy. I think that's real important.
But also in that initial visit, if you're mm-hmm. wanting to evaluate the doctor to see whether you've made a good choice, mm-hmm. what kind of questions should you ask?
I I think it's important to know this. Sometimes I have patients who come in and I'm not a good fit for them and they are not a good fit for me.
What do you mean by a good fit?
Sometimes there are patients who need you to run on time. You know, they need you to walk. If I have a 9:15 appointment, I need to be in there at 9:15. I need to be gone at 9:25. There are doctors who run on schedule just like that. They walk in the door. What do you need today? Let's get it to you. I'm gone. Thank you. Have a nice day. See you next time. If you are a patient who requires someone who will sit down and listen to you, who you want to have a relationship with, where they remember who your kids are. And so how's your...
Can't always do that on so tight a schedule.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you have to know what you're looking for. And there are things that come with each one of those kinds of physicians. So you need to know what is important for you. Is tight scheduling important for me? Is it that I can get in today important for me? So all of those things you have to know before you go in there looking for a physician.
That relationship is really crucial.
It is crucial because this is your healthcare partner. Does this doctor believe in alternative treatments? Is this a doctor who's strictly by the book? And you're a person who I don't want to take, you know, prescriptions just because you said so. I want to be able to try some other things first. Will this doctor give you nutritional guidance? Will this doctor? So you have to know how the doctor practices and what your preference is so that you will be able to get a doctor that fits.
This whole thing of the Affordable Care Act and insurance, a lot of changes coming up in how doctors operate in this sense. Some are going into more concierge care, where you pay up front, pay basically a retainer fee and a larger fee. Others do it this way. The whole thing is changing.
Yes, it is changing. And, you know, it has to change. These are the things that we know. We know that we're spending lots of money on health care. And people are not necessarily getting healthier. And so there's something wrong with a system where we spend billions and the people are not getting better. So that has to do with the way we think as physicians, the way we practice medicine, the way we operate as patients. I think one of the things that everybody has to come to the realization of is that it is not only your physician's responsibility to keep you healthy, it is also your responsibility. It is not only your physician's responsibility to know what your insurance covers and when you should come, you also should keep up with that. I mean, the days of we call you Miss Jones, we haven't seen you in 3 months.
That's
time
awful.
To go. Who has the time to do that with trying to make sure that you are taken care of? So it's your responsibility to know when you leave the doctor's office, I need to see the physician in 3 months. Make that appointment. Put it in your calendar. You do that for everything else so that you will be able to keep that in mind and you'll know that it's happening. Know when it's time for your medication refill so you're not calling the doctor's office today and you took your last pill. So I think we all kind of have to move into this place of newness that medicine is going to, and I think that it will be beneficial to all parties involved.